the life of him. That came from the mud, but he turned up and figured it out. Was just selling dope to them folks trying to keep me afloat. Had a roll trying to give me a house. This street got ugly, I ain't had no money, but I was determined to get the fuck out. I was weighing down bags with the safe and the cash. Came up now, it's quarters, three ones an hour. But I had good dope and peered up, make them bounce. Where you get this shit from? Somewhere deep in the south. Big and shag with the slugs in this map, but I don't even much talk.
Everybody, I don't care how many people we got in here, but we about to get it rolling. Welcome, 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 and more welcome to the Rolling with Jeter and Butchie and Joe show. Welcome, y'all. So we're going to do a little something different today. And also, I'm going to let y'all know, for the people that have YouTube, for the people who have Apple, we are live. So I don't want to hear no excuses. I got it pulled up on my computer. And if y'all need URLs, if you need codes, anything, you let me know. We'll get you set up. We'll get you right. Butchie has it in his bio. It will be in my bio after the show. And it will be in Joel's bio after later on tonight.
Because I just got it 13 seconds ago.
Yep. Just like I did. Boom, baby. So we about to get it started. I'm going to let whoever wants to go first, while Jeter gets some of this lettuce in his system.
So we're just talking about Butchie trying to kill his family because he gets up at like 2:15 in the morning and he's cooking. What were you smoking, turkey?
Turkey, baby.
So you're smoking turkey at 2:15 in the morning and he had a big ass hole in the pan because why you wouldn't check that before you do it on Thanksgiving Day is beyond me. But
I blame
listen, I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch Jeter up on the story. Okay. So, and then she brings him this diabetic filled cup of deliciousness, which, yeah, fuck me, right?
Coma. Here we go.
Yeah. Let's just continue to do that. Yeah, good. So, and then it's 2:15 in the morning. Butchie goes to check. It goes, woof.
All that grease and everything else then went flying.
So you gotta clean that shit before you do it, bro.
Sad, it's not me if something doesn't catch on fire.
How was your Thanksgiving, bro?
Well, my Thanksgiving was actually pretty good. I haven't seen my mom in 3 years for Thanksgiving, so we got to spend time.
Last year,
this time around, she was in the hospital at this time around fighting for her life. So I am very, 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 very grateful to have my mom this year.
I have been there.
I swear.
I can completely understand that.
That was very scary. So, but yeah, how was your Thanksgiving, Joel?
Well, we're going to segue here. And Butchie's going to help me. He's going to alley-oop me here because I'm going to segue. And then Butchie's going to be there to probably miss the catch, right?
No.
With a little pun intended. So get your life together, okay? I'll let Butchie get his life together. So I had some great food. I spent it with Ray's family. They pretty much call me they family too. So I had a great time. And also, I did like a pot roast for myself. I kind of said like when I'm at home, typically if my sister's not cooking, like there have been years that I've helped cook where I've cooked a lot of the dinner at my house. Because I love to cook, bro. Like, I'm a big, I get into the cooking aspect of shit. Because I like to marinate, season, put certain sides to certain things, right? So, this year I was like, I don't want to make, like, no turkey. I was like, I want to slow cook something. Because y'all know, like, I got to eat a lot of shit quickly throughout the day. So, it's a lot of just, like, I eat between drilling bowling balls. Like, I'm doing all that shit. So, like, this year, I was like, you know what? Like, I miss my family, so I'm going to, like, slow cook something because my mom loves to slow cook stuff, bro. Like,
it's about y'all Thanksgiving in the comments, too, by the way.
Yeah, if you guys talk about what y'all had and how was y'all Thanksgiving, what was y'all favorite part? See, like, I just...
What up, Griff?
It didn't really feel like Thanksgiving, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it felt sort of just like... Because today kind of felt like Monday, if I could be honest with y'all.
See, I said it. Today felt like a Sunday to me. Yesterday felt like a Sunday. I felt like I had to go to work the next day.
Oh, so did anybody catch? Anybody catch what happened?
Hold on. Yeah, I was. Are you okay up there?
Butchie ready.
All right. I'm gonna segue this one. All right. So while I was eating Thanksgiving dinner, I watched the Bears play football. And Butchie ready go.
Let's talk about how fucking trash one fucking team can be.
Yeah.
How bad can you be?
Yeah.
Actually, I can't mean?
Hey, blame Griff, the team. If you in here, this is for you too, because I know you like the Bears.
I can't blame the team. Everlose. How in the bad are you that bad as a coach?
I told you he was shit.
So for the people that weren't there, what happened to the Bears at the end of the game yesterday?
We could have used our final timeout. Could have used our final timeout.
How much time did you have left?
30 seconds of the game.
How many?
30 seconds.
Yeah, about right. Yep.
No, you had a minute
and 10 seconds.
You had like a minute and 15 seconds. Go ahead, bro.
And the dumbass doesn't use a timeout. Then goes on and talks to the reporters and everything. Oh, we did a great job. You know, my job is fine. Yada, yada, yada. You want to know my stats? You want to know the stats I got up for this guy?
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
What's
your stats, bro?
Well, first off, I'm sorry, Jeter. I mean, why in the hell would Indianapolis pick him up in the first place?
Hey, hold on. First off, before you throw a shot at me, we had him as a defensive coach. He had no fucking say-so over a whole team.
Shit.
Continue.
Where the hell does it start at? Okay. Now, granted, in 2017, he took you guys from, what, a 4-12 team the year before?
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah. I know defensive coordinator. To what, 10-6 or something like that?
Yep, 10-6.
To a playoff team? To a playoff team?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to tell you, if you had Peyton Manning, you know, if he never retired, I mean, shit, you guys would have been like, you know, 14-3 that year. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be honest.
I mean, if Andrew Luck hadn't retired, yeah, we probably would have been 14-3. Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, that's a different story, Andrew.
Yeah, and if I wasn't right-handed, I'd be left-handed. What the fuck? True. Who cares? This ass ain't here no more. Fuck. Who gives a shit?
Because I don't.
But I'm gonna tell you, I don't know why.
Hold on.
So I don't think he got his job.
But listen. I don't think you explained it right. Because listen, he's like, oh, he didn't call the timeout. I want you guys to understand, okay? So the guy had an insane amount of time left on the clock in the last play of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all walking to the line. And they're all taking their time. Mind you, they're still down in this game.
By
and
three.
What are they on, like the 30?
20. We were on like the 20 or 30, yeah.
You're like the 30? So
30-yard line.
They had like 32 seconds, and everybody in America that's watching this game is watching the time go down. Mm-hmm. And you're watching Caleb Williams walk to the line on a gingerly Sunday or gingerly Thanksgiving. Just watching the clock go down, and they have a timeout in their back pocket.
Whitney.
He takes so much time that as the time is running out and the clock goes to zero, he throws up the absolute worst fade, route, whatever the fuck Caleb threw up, and then the game ended that way, where they could have did like three plays. There could have been like three plays out of this whole sequence.
And that's why I firmly believe that the NFL, the players.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Don't you do it.
No. You're not going to give me because it hit the fucking over. You got all the bets and don't give me that shit. That's not. No. It was the worst clock management by a fucking quarterback.
I'm not going to lie about that.
But you're not going to tell me that it's because it's rigged. Bullshit.
No, I wasn't saying that. That wasn't even across my mind.
Okay,
that didn't come across.
Forgive me if I assume that.
It's okay.
Go ahead, buddy. I still love you.
I still love you too, buddy. But, I mean, seriously. okay, so the only reason why Everlost, I call him Everlost because he gave us our worst streak ever.
Come on, Zach. Talk
14
about
games.
It.
14 games in a row.
Okay.
Until week 5 of last year. Mm-hmm. Against the Browns or the Bengals or something like that,
and y'all lost a lot of close games too. At that,
the guy's just not that great of a head coach.
Yeah,
to be honest, give me Lovie Smith. I'll take Lovie Smith.
I
sent you guys early in the week. Could you imagine? You remember that thing I sent you early in the week? Like someone said, "Oh, bring in bring in Jay Cutler and John McMahon as your QB coaches.
So who do you think is going to be the new coach then? Out of all the available coaches, Mr. Bears fan, who would you want? Coach?
Oh, you know who I'd want?
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm going to take it out of the realm. Not even coaches that are available. Give me Bill Belichick.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
Hold on. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban.
And Nick Saban?
Yes.
How'd Nick Saban do in the NFL the last time he was there?
He was great in Miami.
He was great in Miami.
You want to know what his record was?
Pull it up. Because, yo, I think Nick Saban had a terrible
NFL career. That's why he went back to college. Because he didn't want to be.
Listen, you got Alabama. Yeah, he was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I'm waiting. I can't wait to hear this record.
In the meantime, while he's finding it, like I told y'all from the very beginning, Eberflus is a great coordinator, but head coach, no.
Yo, that was some terrible ass clock management if I ever seen it in my life yesterday.
Major no. And then his excuse. Oh, God.
But, like, the press conference was weird, bro. Like,
yeah, it just gave off weird vibes the whole
time. Like, yo, like, you look like you genuinely just don't give a shit. You just go, yeah, we did our best, bro.
He wasn't that great in Miami, okay?
I told you, yeah.
He didn't even have a 500 win record, so.
Yo, see, don't come at me with that shit. That's why is that.
Somebody I would want to see y'all go after would be Mike Vrabel.
Who?
Mike Vrabel, because he's some kind of like consultant for the Bengals. That's who I want to see y'all.
I want to see the Bears offense be played by an offensive minded guy, because I think the Bears defense is really good. I think they have an opportunity to be really good because they're always there. Yeah. Like at the end of the games, they're always there, but they just find a way to fuck the last drives of the game. Fucking give it away.
Here's where our season went downhill. It was when, I can't remember the kid's name, he was taunting.
They're saying that he's trying to go get Ben Johnson from Detroit.
That'd be a good pickup, honestly.
Would Ben Johnson want to leave before?
Now that's the question. Would he want to leave that? Because if he don't win a Super Bowl, he already said it to us when we were going after him when we were looking at Shane Steichen. He said it to us the same way. He wanted to keep the same thing going again with what he got already. So, I don't know. I don't know about that.
If
he decides to leave.
I'm just surprised they waited this long to fire this dude.
I mean, he should have been fired last year, to be honest with you.
But you know how much that, like, ruins careers because you see how bad they were before? Like, I guess you have to be, like, really kind of hurting for, I mean, their defensive
salary is $4.5 million a year.
That's what Sala makes.
Yeah, no, that's how much he was making. That's how much Eberflus was making a year. $4.5 million. He is one of the lowest paid, one of the lowest paid head coaches in the NFL.
Now you got me thinking about coaches. I mean, I don't know how the pay rates go for coaches.
I looked at it before we got on.
Like, who's the highest paid coach?
Probably Andy Reid.
I mean, can they afford him with what they're giving fucking Patrick Mahomes? By the way, needed Patrick Mahomes to get one more touchdown today.
Yeah, Andy Reid. Andy Reid is the highest paid coach.
And what does he make a year?
It makes $20 million a year.
Just imagine, bro.
As a head coach,
could you imagine? Just give me 1 year with the Bears. Actually, give me 3 years with the Bears.
So give me enough. So you want Bill Belichick and
Nick Saban, maybe?
Nick Saban, yo, why?
They were coaches together.
I don't think he's in.
They're best friends. I think they would do great for us.
I don't think he's in the field.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give it where it's due because my brother is a huge Lions fan. For the first time in their lives, The Lions look extraordinary.
Dan Campbell only makes $11 million.
Bro, is he going to get broke off when he gets renewed? I don't care what you say. You have to win the fucking game in the NFC Championship. You got to get past the – I don't care how many times you go for it for on fourth down throughout the season. Don't make the same fucking mistake you made if you get there again in the NFC Championship game. Because, yo, they're going to crucify him if he's that bad with his clock management skills again.
I don't know who they're going to pick
for up. Way too many times last year.
I don't even want to predict who they're going to pick up because it scares me. Here's the thing.
Listen, they look really good, but who have the Lions beat in the last five games? And I'm just asking.
Maybe.
Zach said Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I've been wanting them to for years.
You think the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine Lions Ravens. That sounds like a good one.
That'd be a great one. That'd be a great one.
But y'all know.
But again, the last five, I mean, you had
all of that.
I'm about to say you had pretty much.
I mean,
they're 11-1.
You know, next week's going to be a good game.
What's next week's game? Niners,
baby. Niners and Bears.
Oh. Listen, we got to play the Lions, too. We got to play the Lions, too, bro. We've been fucking the Lions up for years, bro. I know, he wild geeked right now. Because, y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, we going to beat y'all ass. If we're healthy enough, yo, don't piss us off, bro. Dan Campbell don't like playing against Shanahan. Wait till everybody get healthy, bro.
I'll say this. I know this for a fact. We did get our asses handed to us, but we beat ourselves in the foot because we had a bunch of calls called against us. We had 156 yards called back, basically, that we lost out on. In that game, so
they did beat your ass though, but
it wasn't Anthony Richardson's fault because a lot of his good plays got called back. Every 20, 30 plus yard call got called back, so it was like he tried, but at the end of the day, when you're getting shot in your own foot every time, it's like, how can you do anything?
I don't mean to cut you off. I do got to give a big shout out to last time I saw the Georgia Tech-Georgia game.
Yeah, 17-0. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Tech was up 10-0.
Yeah, 17-0 now.
I ask a question. How did Alabama do last weekend?
Alabama took that L.
Send those little bulldogs. Send those little puppies back to the pound. Send them back to the pound. Send them back. I hope it's Texas versus Georgia. I hope Ugga gets trampled by that goddamn ox next week. Give us a new dog. Give him a new dog.
Oh, so back to what I was saying again. Like I said, so yeah, we caught the L, but I'm not mad at it because, like I said, we shot ourselves in the foot. It was a very, very, very bad game for us on the offensive side, but it's okay. We got the New England Patriots this week, so that should be a bounce back game for us.
Yeah.
I do see Drake May having a pretty good game against our defense because we're banged up in the secondary again.
Likes to run the ball.
Yeah, I noticed that too. He likes a lot of that. So, yeah, he's going to get rocked between EJ Speed and damn Zaire Franklin. So, yeah, he want to try that if he wants to. That's on him. But, so, yeah. I mean, we had a time. But, yeah, we had a time. But to switch it over to this game tonight, yes, Georgia is getting their asses handed to them 17-0 right now.
Well, you know, the Georgia fans will sit there and say,
Carlos, he lives in Georgia, but fucking hates.
They're not going to play.
Right. He hates Georgia. He hates Georgia, but lives in Georgia.
Dude. Right. I can't fucking stand him.
But Butchie, where am I opening my shop?
You know where you're opening your exit 205 in Georgia, baby. And everything I'm gonna have, everything I'm gonna have around there is hate fucking Georgia.
So, oh my God. You know that y'all lost to a really good team, right? But you know what you didn't do? You didn't have the worst loss of your fucking history last Sunday with a scrub who was fucking 2-7 in his last 9 fucking games. He hasn't had a start in 4 fucking years. But you put this crotch goblin in to try to lead my team, who was already banged up, who was getting their ass whooped already, to try to beat the Packers in Lambeau.
That made all the Green Bay Packer fans happy.
I don't give a shit. You had Josh Dobbs chilling. He ready. He was fucking Dak Prescott and with his fucking, yeah, y'all know the exchange with the fucking hips and everything. Yeah,
the change with the exchange with the exchange?
The fucking
thing with the thing?
That one. And then you got this prick chilling on the fucking sideline? And we wondering why Brandon Allen had 4 fucking times where he could have ran for at least 20. You know who would have done that shit? Josh Dobbs. Brock Purdy is going to come back this week. But if Brandon Allen comes in after him, I'm going to lose my shit. Because you're wasting McCaffrey right now. And it's making me itch. It's pissing me off. So fucking Niners. Shanahan, don't tell me about him losing his job. I don't want him to lose his job. I just want him to fucking fix it. That's what I want. Fix the shit. Because, yo, I don't want to hear about... I don't want to hear about...
Terry Stone.
Over amount of use in every in the amount of times that we've overplayed games. Like, stop losing the fucking lead every fourth quarter, bro. We got our ass whooped last week. Congratulations. We had half our team on the injury list.
That sounds like Tony Romo, doesn't it?
Bro. Yeah, we didn't have, but listen, when you're missing the entire left side of your offensive line, you're missing your best defensive players. We had Fred Warner doing everything.
So let me ask you this question. How do you feel about this next game against Buffalo?
We are getting Charvarius Ward back this week.
Okay.
So Trent is out again, but we are getting defensive players back. And I'm not saying we're supposed to win this week because we're still really banged up. But we need to give a better effort than we did last Sunday.
So you're saying you're going to beat the Bears?
Hell yeah. We're not losing to the Bears.
I'm making a call right now. Make a call right now. 17-13 Bears.
Oh, now he wants to. Now, see? Now you want to be a believer, right?
So Zach says Joe should be scared of Buffalo's defense. Because they hold on.
I'm only a believer in the
Joe should be scared about Buffalo's defense because they're better against the run.
Yeah, and if Debo stops being such a dirtbag when it comes to just
say it. Shut up and go
fucking play.
And say what you really want to say.
Go fucking play.
There
you go. That's what I want to say. Go fucking play. Yeah, the thing in the neck.
We got to get Joel to Candlestick Park. We got to get Joel to Candlestick Park.
This is incredible. I'm mind blown every time I watch the fucking team because I go, yo, you went from literally in 2 weeks to a really relevant team to looking like dirtbags.
Looking like average.
You look fucking awful.
I feel like a Cowboys fan. I feel like a Cowboys fan every year. Oh, this is our year. This is our year.
But you knew that they wasn't when they went to get Caleb Williams.
Dude, I knew it
was. Away.
You but went to go get Justin Fields, threw him away, and said, give me another one.
I hope they do that in a couple years. Throw him away, give me another one. That's all we're known for. Give us our year. You know, we've had like 35 quarterbacks.
Bills. No way.
35 quarterbacks.
Are y'all at home? Are y'all away?
No, we're in Buffalo.
Oh, y'all are in Buffalo. Ooh.
Google helps with everything. There was I watched it on YouTube. It was like 35 quarterbacks we've had.
We're gonna get scraped. Caleb is getting better, but they still don't know how to win games at the end of them.
Very true.
They don't execute the last drives. Their time management is awful. But my question is, I think now that Eberflus is gone, now his quarterback, what happens to him? Do you do this again where you let Caleb Williams go somewhere else and then tell me that you want to go get Shador Sanders?
No, because we already know who's getting Shador Sanders.
They're winning. They're winning, right?
They'll do something.
They don't even know how to lose correctly.
Let's pick up Dio. Let's get Dio, baby. Let's get Travis Hunter. Sador. Dio, baby. There we go.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. Did the Colts have – who was their Colts' coach when Peyton Manning got there? Tony Dungy? Mm-hmm. So Tony Dungy was there from –
He had somebody else before Tony. Tony came around 2008, 2007.
Tony Dungy came in 2005, I believe.
Yeah, about there. It was like
probably. He was Peyton Manning's original coach, right? He used the same offensive coordinator.
No.
Peyton's original coach, somebody else.
Yeah.
This is what I'm asking. So
hold on, let me see.
Because my brother said that the Colts went 1-15, right? Their first year that Peyton Manning played. Did that offensive coordinator stay there to the next year? Did that offensive coordinator that he played with 1-15 play the next year with him?
You're asking me something almost 30 years ago.
Let me see. I'll tell you.
Here's the list. Here's the list. All right. So the Browns have had the most quarterbacks at 38. The Bears have had the second most at 30. Since 1999.
Jim Mora was the coach.
Yeah, Jim Mora. Yeah, there we go. Jim
playoffs. Playoffs. Yeah.
We made the playoffs like the second. Oh, my God.
Playoffs?
That reminds me of the Cardinals head coach back in 05. Just crown him already. Just crown him already. I remember staying up watching that game, and it was I laughed my ass off at that press conference. They are who we thought they were. They are who they thought they were.
Dennis Green.
Found them already.
Dennis Green.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Dennis Green, what about Daniel Jones going to the Vikings? What is this about? What is that about?
I was really hoping that the Cowboys would pick him up, so it would be a Cowboys versus the Giants and just a stab.
What does that mean?
The Cowboys and Giants played each other.
So you wanted them to just pick them up just so Daniel Jones can play against them?
Yes.
See what kind of game Rico Dowdle had? Shout out to Rico Dowdle. He had a good fucking game yesterday.
But we didn't know
nobody
that.
Nobody else did, but... Huh?
Well, we didn't know that beforehand. I mean, it just would have been hilarious. Been hilarious to watch. I mean.
I don't think he was a bad quarterback, bro. I swear to you. If he had, imagine he had like Lamar's fucking offensive line.
Imagine if Caleb Williams had an offensive line. I'm not a Caleb Williams fan, but just imagine if we had an offensive line.
Listen.
Just imagine if we had a defense. Like we had 20 years ago. The true monsters of the Midway.
Bro, Listen, Brian Urlacher was fucking 150 years ago, bro.
Okay, well, I know that, but I'm just saying.
Let it blow.
But we had – it wasn't just Urlacher. Yeah,
you had Khalil Mack on your team, and y'all just let him go.
Oh, yeah. Trust me about that. That was Ryan Pitt. That was our dipshit fucking general manager. He came in. Oh, I'm going to get rid of Khalil Mack. Get rid of
Peanut?
No.
So Peyton Manning had Jim Mora up until 2002 when Tony Dungy took over.
Yeah.
But see, Peyton Manning never had bad coaches.
No. I mean, the only one I could honestly say you consider was a bad coach was Gary Kubiak.
He was awful. I never liked Gary Kubiak. Even like he was with the Texans too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Was he there when Andre Johnson was playing with him?
Mm-hmm.
I just, bro. So, okay. All right. Since we're talking about the Texans, what do you think about CJ Stroud and what's happening to him right now?
That rookie wall.
You think it's a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he had Aaron Foster too when he was on the Texans too. And he just wasted them, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Rookie wall.
Yeah. He's not reading the defense. They're picking up on what he does. So that's what they call the rookie wall. When they pick up on what you do, you can't do what you normally would do. So his windows are becoming really, really thin.
So what about because I've also heard in the news sphere, D'Amico Ryans, they think he's not as good as.
I mean,
he probably loved him as a coordinator on my team. So we got rid of Khalil Mack
when Ryan Pohl came in. When Ryan Pohl came in, we got rid of Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith.
He was really good too.
Chase Claypool.
Yeah, but Chase Claypool is a loose cannon, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
A stretch of games, and then he just – like, every time he got to a place, he'd get injured or something stupid where he'd get into a fight in a game. Like,
But, I mean why would you get rid of Khalil Mack? I mean, the man was a monster.
I don't think they wanted to pay him. Maybe that's what it was.
It all comes down to money. It always does.
Look at fucking IU. Every time I see that fucking guy, it makes me more angry.
I don't know. I don't even want to pretend who we're going to get. I don't who we're going to get because it just scares me to even think. We're going to get another fucking dirt bag.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, I think they have so many opportunities to be such a good fucking team. Yo, you got Keenan Allen. I have this guy sitting on my bench because he frustrated me, but I'm legitimately thinking about taking him off my bench to bring him back and play. But, it's just like you can see their defense is really stacked because they have a lot of cohesion. I just think when Caleb Williams doesn't know what to do, bro, he panics. There's nowhere to want. The awareness at the end of games is something he severely needs to work on, bro. Like, I think he's always trying to, like, I don't know what the word is, like, trying to be too perfect in the end of the game or just trying not to fuck up where he ends up fucking up more. Like, yes, Brandon Ayuk is out for the year, and it's really fucking annoying. So
Hunter said, Butchie, did y'all get rid of Tyson? I'm sure you probably know who that is. I'm not sure.
No.
So we run into these things where, it's crazy the trajectory my team took and they were taking to where everything starts to even itself out again. Because now we look like the Lions signed Quan Alexander today. That's a really good pickup. I didn't even realize he was a free agent. I loved when he was on our team.
No, he's still with the Bears. Tyson Bagent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
About the Chiefs almost losing to the Raiders? So I think because it's an interdivisional game, and I think the time of the game was wonky. I think the 3 o'clock start. Yeah, like, bro, it was on like Prime. Like, you couldn't even catch it on TV. Like, I don't understand the placement of the game. Like, I don't imagine they had a lot of viewership. I mean, I guess they were thinking that people were going to be out, but aren't people Black Friday shopping all the time?
Yeah, let's not even talk. I went to Walmart today. I went to Walmart because I was going to go pick up NCAA 25.
Yeah. You went to the store to buy it?
Yeah. Well, I like to have the hard copy.
Okay.
I'm a nut about that.
I used to.
So I go to the aisle where the PlayStation stuff is, and I'm gonna tell you, nothing pisses me off more than people in the aisleway, like just sitting there on their phone or doing this. We got like 10 people in the fucking aisle, and we're all trying to fucking sit there and look at a certain game. And you got this one lady that her phone should have been shoved up her fucking ass.
Why?
Because she was blocking everybody. I mean, damn, Bertha, move out of my way.
I'm sorry, Butchie. Listen to your boy, right? You don't think that somebody has thought about that Joe Big Ass in front of them?
Somebody don't come get
this big timber ass dude out my face. He's too damn big to be in my way.
Hold on. Yes!
Oh, hey, look, J-Red said, Butchie, you went to Walmart to go pick up another coach for the Bears.
Shit.
Wow. He said you got a family dollar coach. That's crazy.
It's a family dollar, baby. Dollar General. Come here. Hey, hold on. Come here real quick. Come here.
Do I really?
Yeah, you got to come on the lot. All right. So that one right there, the one that's bald with his out here.
Bald is beautiful.
He said, okay, so I was telling about the lady. Her name wasn't Bertha. She wasn't a big lady. But it's just how I said it.
You're trying to take it back now. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'll take it back because she wasn't that big. I'm fat.
I know. You had hemorrhoids. Go ahead.
But
don't let me stop you.
So when I go get something, it's bam, 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 isn't it? It's like quick, grab it and go.
Yeah.
I love that she doesn't agree with you.
Damn it.
I love that she's not agreeing with you. He's like, fuck no, you always take 3 hours to go fucking shopping at Walmart, you fuck.
She's a Georgia fan, so it doesn't matter.
It's, no, you don't like her either, huh? See, I like that. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I'm catching up.
Clip that one, dude. Put your face back on.
Most of the time, am I not right when I say most of the time I grab it and go, right? Unless I'm like my father.
I don't care how much harder you look at her. If she don't agree with you, she don't agree with you, bro.
Okay.
Well, I don't care how hard she looks. Look, babe, tell him I said yes, right?
Hold on.
No, I know. I'm making a phone call.
Let me call mom. You want me to call mom? Mom knows how quick I am.
You're trying to get Mama Butch in here.
Yeah, what is your mom going to say to me?
Mom's going to tell you.
I'm going to say the same thing. Can you not threaten your mom on national TV, please?
Hell no. Hell
you
no.
Stop threatening your mom on national TV, yo. It's not mom, nice that you talk about your mother like that.
Mom, the meatloaf!
Oh, my God.
Man, it is hot.
What kind of jersey you got on today, bro? You ain't showing us.
I got my original pink jersey. I'm a purple jersey.
All right. Well, that's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, I can't. I get the ducky shirt's being washed. I got to wash the ducky shirt. I love the Ducky shirt's my favorite.
So all that to say, bro, so we have the primetime game on Sunday against Buffalo. I'm nervous. I don't like it. We look terrible right now. And that's the word I'm going to use. I'm not going to sugarcoat how my team looks right now. I can't say shit. We look awful. But I also think, and I don't like the excuse, but we have played a lot of games more than a lot of other teams because we've always made it deeper into the playoffs the last 3-4 years. So it is what it is past that. But, yo, you're fucking professionals. This is what they pay you for. And this is what you're supposed to be making money to do, bro. And we have the best lineup. But, yo, we also need to get players back because running into the issues that we run into, bro, is difficult. Like, it's – when you're constantly trying to create rotation. Like, bro, we lost Elijah Mitchell. I thought Josh Dobbs was on fucking IR. This dude was chilling on the sideline.
I got something to show you. My next Bullify t-shirt. Nice. My next Bullify t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care because I am very, very confident in my sexuality. Oh, shit.
I see it. It's like a little unicorn.
Yeah.
It's like an I'm from. We were 30 minutes away from an L, but we didn't lose, did we? But you didn't, man, did you?
Huh? As soon as you start the game, you get an L?
Yeah, bro, you talking wild shit. Y'all ain't beat us in mad long. Check the stats.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Lions.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Bears. I'm like, we beat you 2 years ago in a comeback victory.
You really want to do this? It had to be a fucking ocean in the stadium for you to beat us. Do you remember that? It was a fucking river of water inside the fucking stadium for you to beat us.
Bring it to the cold. Bring it to the cold. Bring it to the cold.
That's fine. Let us be healthy.
I mean, that's a good point. You make a good point there. Hey, it could be worse. We could be Panther fans.
You are Colts fans.
Oh, hey, watch your mouth.
What are you going to do about it?
Watch your fucking mouth.
You're going to tap out?
Last time I
can't come out, coach. Put me in, coach.
All I'm going to say is we beat the team that y'all asses never can.
Did you beat them this year?
We ain't playing this year.
Are you going to?
If we did, yeah, we probably
If you
would.
Made the playoffs, right?
I'm not saying if we do.
What team can we never beat?
You haven't beat us, I'll tell you that.
And the Super Bowl.
Minnesota?
And you just lost to us this year, too. Try again.
The Dolphins fans. Yo, Dolphins. Dolphins got their ass whooped yesterday. Y'all caught an eye jammy yesterday.
Look, y'all caught a Jordan Love rant on y'all.
Bro.
That man went crazy.
Ron Douglas left a message. He goes, exit 205 in Georgia, baby. Woo. Dude, I'm telling you, if that ever comes into fruition, you know how wild that would be?
Yeah, bro.
I'm about to call
him. Listen, I think we established this part, but bro, I'm not doing fucking Woods. I don't live in Woods, bro. I'm from fucking New Jersey. I don't do Woods.
You were right
doing live white in the fucking Woods.
You were right doing white people shit.
Yeah, see? That's the best thing you said that we done started this shit. That's white people shit. Yo, you want to live out where your next neighbor's fucking 30 miles away? Have at it, my G.
My neighbor lives 200 yards away from me.
That's two football fields.
Yes.
That's far.
That's not that far.
The fuck it ain't. If I'm getting shot and I ain't got cell service, that's the closest fucking guy to me.
Zigzag! Zigzag!
Fuck you mean? And then I gotta get through a cornfield probably, right?
No, there's no corn in Georgia.
That's exactly how I feel about what you just said.
There's no corn in Georgia.
So what the fuck do you have 200 yards of? Nothing?
I mean, grass.
So now I got to be a fucking track star, or I got to be able to run a marathon to get from my house to your house.
Hey, motherfucker,
because
sure,
remember, you
marathon.
Cut my brakes, asshole.
I can see it now. Joker's getting his car. I got no brakes!
I got no fucking brakes! And then I got to run to your house. How long does that run take? 3 years.
I can get you.
What?
I'm gonna come out. I can get you. Don't worry about it.
That's all I'm saying, bro. I could never live in a place where I gotta take like three Ubers and a train to get to the house.
Well, first off, it's not three Ubers and a train. It's a helicopter, okay? It's a helicopter.
That's the point.
But you got places like Madonna, Griffin. Well, I'm not gonna put you in Griffin.
Madonna.
Yeah, there's a town called Madonna, Georgia.
What's in Madonna?
I mean, name it. You got it. I mean, shit. I mean, I'm not gonna put you in Clayton County. You have more of a chance getting shot in Clayton County than you do.
Where can I go where my Type R won't get stolen?
Well, that's anywhere in the United States. It's gonna get stolen.
Nowhere in Georgia. I tell you that now.
Nowhere in Georgia. That's why you ain't gonna be driving.
You better believe in that motherfucker. I'll tell you that now.
I mean, would you really care if your Type R got stolen if you're driving around in a Nissan GTR?
That ain't going to get stolen?
Shit, I mean, that's going to get stolen, but you don't have to drive it every day.
So now all my cars are stolen. Joel, no matter what car you get, stolen.
I mean, a truck, you won't get stolen.
Excuse me, sir. I want to buy this car at the dealership. No, sir, you can't buy that because if you did, it would be considered stolen already.
And shirts would drop you in a heartbeat. You'd have to get something like the General.
Right. And if my car keeps getting stolen, the General's like, you know what? Fuck this. I can't deal with this no more.
That's when you just go to Madonna and talk to Shaq and be like, hey, you own the General.
Get your life together, bro.
Get your life together, Shaq.
So,
but no, dude, I mean, okay, I'll put it this way. The best way where I live was explained to me, and I don't see it because I was born in the country. I mean, I was lived in the country all my life. Is my kid's godfather. So all my kids' godfather. I got four.
You got four kids?
Yeah.
From mad kids. You got more kids than my sister does.
From 12 years old to almost a year old. He's 10 months. 11 months. He'll be 11 months.
He'd be fucking. No, 10 months. He'd be fucking. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Put your thing, bro.
Oh, there's a joke. There's a joke going around that I don't know how to pull out.
He's like, we about to go make a basketball.
Oh, God. He damn close.
I'm trying to make the Bears roster for the next 30 years.
This nigga. Not the Bears roster. Oh, God.
He trying to put heels to Jesus in the Butchie house.
He ain't lying. I work with. This girl that I work with, she's got nine.
Hills to Jesus. Amen!
Yeah, this girl that I work with at the hospital, she's got nine. She got nine kids.
How? And nine?
She's my age.
Nine? Nine?
Yeah.
Nine?
She doesn't know how to stop.
Nine, my boy. When she told me that, I said, what? And she showed me all nine of them, too. She got a couple sets of twins, so...
Nine children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And nine.
35.
And imagine that.
35.
I thought my $400 grocery bill was fucking expensive.
Oh my God. They just, yo, we're going to deliver the grocery store to your house.
Don't worry, we're coming.
Don't worry. It's going to take us a minute. We'll get there, though.
I think her younger sister has five or six. God. Yeah.
And yo, everybody, make sure y'all like, share, follow, subscribe.
I say, boy, y'all got a whole basketball team right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Five, y'all can play four-on-four and have a sub for both teams.
Every team.
But no, for real. I mean, I put Jeter would be okay with living in the country with me. Jeter would definitely be okay living
in the country. I live in the country now. I mean,
shit, the Joel, why wouldn't you?
No,
Joel,
why
wouldn't you want to live in the country?
Because,
I mean,
again,
I consider it the country.
I don't want to take fucking three Ubers and a train to get to your house.
I mean,
you cut all the grass.
Dude.
Yeah, why you look like that?
You don't understand that if I won the stupid rich lottery, when I build the bowling alley, I'm buying like 100 acres.
Do you have to mow your own grass?
Yes.
How long does that take you?
I take pride. It takes me a day and a half.
Oh, my God. A day and a half? Holy shit. Ain't no way. Nah,
he said, I take pride in it. Like, that matters. A day and a half to cut grass is wild. So, put me up on game. How many hours do you work the first day?
Here's how it starts out for me. All right, so it goes. Because you got to think, weedy. You got a weedy. You also got to trim.
Like Wheaties?
No, weed eat.
Oh, it eats the weeds.
Hey, look, hold on. Before you weed say that, we got Reggie Pearson in here from Lefty Nation. I appreciate you for stopping through. He said, bro, I'll take two Ubers and a skateboard to get to your house if your shit was that long to cut the damn
grass.
Yo,
for real, see? But here's the thing.
This
shit got to come with special instructions.
But here's the thing.
The reason why
I considered a day and a half.
Oh, far ass house.
The reason why I consider it a day and a half is because I'll start it on Friday. When I get off of work, I'll start it on Friday.
What do you mean you'll start it?
Started on Friday. Hold on, wait a minute. So you literally take a day and a half to cut your grass. So it's like you start one day and then you finish it the next day.
I started Friday.
Sleeps twice.
I started Friday in the afternoon. I start Friday in the afternoon.
You go?
Two Friday sleeps.
Friday in the afternoon. Friday when I get Friday when you get off from work,
okay.
I have dinner, you know, then you go out there and do it, and then you got to think I got like 5 acres of field also.
Well, you got the whole Jeepers Creepers fucking shit at your damn crib, man.
Did you say 5 acres?
Yeah, you said five.
I got 7 acres altogether.
Jesus Christ.
No,
and you couldn't.
And you got 18 kids. It's crazy.
I got four. You got
18 kids.
I got four. Calm down. Now you're starting to sound like my mom.
What do you mean? You go have another one soon.
I can't have any more.
You might just. They might just pop snipped. Up. You know what I mean? Just
motherfucker pops up. We having questions.
He snipped. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. He snipped.
Motherfucker, pop up. We haven't.
Why are you so upset right now? It's not happening. Relax. Who hurt you today, Pumpkin? Who hurt you today?
Oh, shit. A lot of people.
Relax. Man. Your mustache.
I go to the bowling. Okay. So I'm put it this way. I go to the bowling alley because my father-in-law, about a month ago, he was in the hospital. He was in there for a week. He bowls up with us on Sundays. He bowls with Jessica on Thursday.
I don't know how we just got so sad in this story. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, no, I don't mean to. I'm sorry,
man. You're making my emotions go in too many different places, bro.
I know. That's what I'm here for, baby.
Yeah, bro. Ha ha ha. Yeah. So my grandfather, he was in the hospital, bro. What? Go ahead, bro.
Jessica's dad was in the hospital.
And I'm sorry to hear about that, bro.
They found him in his room, unconscious.
That is wild.
Yeah, so they found. So it basically turned out that he has something with the liver when you drink too much. Okay. Cirrhosis of the liver.
I've dealt with that with some family members.
And you know, all the ammonia buildup. I guess it basically just took me, you know, knocked him out. And so he was in the hospital for like a week. So today he was like, you know, so he messaged Jessica yesterday. He goes, "Hey, I'm going to the bowling alley tomorrow. I'm going to practice." Okay. Jess is like, "We're going to go." And I'm like, "Okay." My brother-in-law is in the pro shop. He's a pro shop operator. It goes from we're going to be there for an hour, just an hour, to like it almost felt like a whole fucking ordeal, a whole day ordeal. I mean, I was like, Jesus Christ, I just want to go home at this point. But that's what hurt.
I hear
you. And then, God love her. I love my sister-in-law, Jessica's sister. She points at a Max Bias and says, "Oh, you need to get that ball." I was like, why the fuck would I want to buy a ball that no one has, I have never seen anybody throw. And it just looks like a fucking piece of, it looks like a Mo Rich ball to me. The lettering looks like a Mo Rich
ball. But it's hooking right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, it's hooking on the shelf. And I'm like, why would I get that ball? Why would I in my right mind decide, "Oh, I'm going to get that fucking ball." Fuck that shit.
How'd that go?
Why would I get that fucking ball? Why would I go on and get this shit? I mean, if I'm going to buy something, I'm going to buy a fucking
Blue Bell. The neck.
Yeah, I mean, you could see he gets like, I love you.
Like
you
said, like, it does look like more.
You bring so much life to the show. It's crazy. Do you know that?
No, just, I mean, that's my biggest thing is when I walk. Yeah, I know we don't want to talk about bowling and stuff like that.
We could, you know, bro. Talk about bowling. Hey,
come on.
When I walk into a pro shop.
Okay, hold on, Butchie. What is your biggest peeve of bowling this week?
Go ahead.
I'll go with you. What is the biggest thing that pisses you off about bowling?
And anybody in the comments has been in the lead this
what
week.
What is your peeves about bowling? Y'all want to talk bowling. About this
talk
shit?
About
Let's
it.
Go.
Let's talk about it.
Let's I go, when
I, okay, so come and on, bowling in general or walking into a pro shop?
Okay.
Either what?
Or walking into a pro shop. Or bowling pro shop. I hate it when I walk into a fucking pro shop and someone that only fucking averages 215 on dry ass fucking conditions and can't fucking move when you need a fucking move tries to sell me a fucking ball. Don't give me that bullshit.
He's trying to sell you a Max Bias?
Yes. Why would I want to do that? I haven't touched Brunswick equipment in a while. Why? Because I got a lot of hand and a lot of forward roll. And guess what happens when you have forward roll?
Hey,
hook, 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 come off the pattern, hits like a goddamn wet turn. I mean, if I'm going to do that, I might as well go take a shit and feel a splash butt and kiss my butt and feel the poop water kiss my butt. That's the way I look at it. Clip that shit. Clip it. That's how I feel about that shit. I don't want to walk into a pro shop. God, I don't want to buy a ball. I'm waiting for my next ball.
Water kiss my butt.
I'm waiting.
Yo, did my guy really just say the poop water kisses my butt?
The poop water kisses my butt.
But that's how I feel. I mean, don't try to sell me a ball when you know that I am brand loyal. I am loyal to Storm, Roto Grip,
and 900. I am loyal.
When people try and coach you as you're beating them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about, I made a guy quit bowling. I made a guy quit bowling 2 years ago.
How?
He was popular back about 20 years ago.
He thought he was big shit. Go ahead, well, say
no,
it.
No, listen, he comes back out of the fucking blue, and he goes, he gets on staff with Hammer.
So obviously he was pretty good if he came back and got on
staff. He throws the ball like fucking shit. He's like Mark Williams. Remember Mark Williams, his fucking little style back in the day? It was kind of like that.
Why don't you get up and show us, Butchie?
Fucking my fat ass. Let me turn this shit off. How do I turn my fucking background off?
Not familiar. Hands. This is the portion where everything gets clipped usually when Butchie gets up because he's going to show us the swing. Gotta love it.
I gotta try to figure out how to fucking do it.
He learns his technology turns. Hands button.
Oh, almost.
And then hit the button again to turn it off.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
You got it.
What does it look like? Why don't you show us?
You show us.
Here you go. Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that he wears a bowling jersey every week too. This is you don't know what this does to me. He's got a fucking ball in his hand. Literally.
I got mine on, but I ain't took my jersey. I ain't took my thing off.
I just haven't changed.
You don't see me? Am I in frame?
Yeah, bro. You're in frame. You might want to turn it a little
golden
bit.
Corral behind you, but it's fine, bro. So what are you showing us right now, bro? How does you gonna show us how he throws it?
Yes, he's gonna do it.
Hey, look, hey, J-Red's ass, does the splash cool off them hemorrhoids?
No. Well, no, so
he said Butchie a bidet for fucking Christmas.
No, so he goes and gets the Joe Pros. And Thursday nights is Peterson points. He has the Joe Pros and all of his equipment. He has like 12 fucking dunks.
Look at me. If I hear someone else say it this way, I'm going to kick them. Joe Poe. There's Joe no Poe. R in it.
Oh, I thought there was an R.
You to know that because you're my guy.
I'm sorry.
Joe Poe.
So he has Joe Poe's.
That a boy. There you go.
He has Joe Poe's. This guy, he's like. So I'm killing him. I'm killing him. Game, you know, halfway in, and he has like fucking 30 sticks. So he's like, oh, I'm having thumb problems. I turned and looked at him. I was like, dude, you got 12 fucking thumbs in your little bag. Shouldn't one of those fucking fit your thumb?
You know, when people are trying to be pricks, they emphasize the little part. They go, you and your little fucking car.
So this is what he does. He bowls the first game. Packs his shit up and goes home and doesn't come back.
Why?
What?
Because he said he was having thumb issues, and he keeps having thumb issues, and he's not going to come back to bowling until his thumb issues are fixed.
Some the woodland, bro. Fix.
I told him.
I'll fix your thumb issues, my G.
So the best part is.
And his little thumbs.
It was about a month ago. Shit, I don't got fucking little thumbs. I got elephant man thumbs. So I see him. I've seen him about a month ago. I'm working on my father-in-law's car out in the bowling alley, the parking lot on Friday. I walk in. I see him. And he's like,
"Yo, put your back thing back up."
Why are people trying to get me to? Somebody's like, "Oh, you gotta come join my live." I'm not joining your live.
No, bitch, I'm doing a live now. Go away.
Zach asked, "What you think his predictions are going to be? He's shooting in that tournament that Jerry's holding on Sunday." He said, "Realistic predictions."
How many games is it?
Eight. I think 175 to 185 should be a good number for you to try to get at where you're at right now.
I think Zach goes.
Be realistic.
Zach goes 55 over.
It's like Zach That's doesn't bowl on though. Patterns.
Yeah, his first pattern.
So Zach, like, he's bowled on patterns before, but he's very new to all of it. So when you go into these tournaments, I want you guys to have realistic expectations, right? This is a good question. And I don't want you to get down to a point of, I don't want to do this no more. Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's not fucking easy. We bowl all these things. You go, how do you do that? Like, what? Like, my girl Whitney's watching, right? So y'all know the Wit. They like family to me now, right?
The Wit.
So, the Wit. Yeah, the you Wit. Ever call her Whitney, I might kick you. Who is she? That's the Wit, right? So she's working and she's practicing and she can't understand. And I'm just using this as an example. She can't understand why, with how much the lanes are hooking, she can't get the ball to go right. So as you start to understand timing and start to do these things and start to rhythmically feel them, it starts to feel easier. Touch, roll, tilt, rotation, all these things. But you gotta learn with real life situations. Cause yo, there was a lot of places in Jersey when I first started bowling that hooked a fucking lot. And I ran into that same thing. Why the fuck does everything I have overhook? That's because I was trying to make everything overhook. So it's the understanding of, you're going to get all of this through experience. All of this is going to come when you start to understand that touch is more important than how much emphasis you place on it right now. So just understand the direction that you're going, bro. Just keep going there. Just stick to the plan and what it is, bro. And if it don't go your way, if I swear to God, Zach, I want you to hear me fucking today. Because if you come to me on Monday and you say, Joel, I'm going to quit because that was too hard, or you give me some fucking excuse as to why you don't succeed, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear one bad thing. I don't want to hear negativity, or I don't mind hearing bad things. I don't want to hear your negativity outweigh your positivity in this. I don't want to hear it, Zach.
Zach, I'm gonna be honest with you real quick, with Zach. I don't bowl very many.
My guys are gonna give you their points of views.
I don't bowl very many score shots. Matter of fact, I bowl it once a year, and it's called the Georgia All-Star Qualifier, I should say. And it's always a tough pattern. I mean, literally, it's always something like this year's the 2023 Masters pattern. I mean, best thing you can do is just go out there and do it. Don't give up. You're going to get beat up no matter what. Hell, I get beat up every year. But somehow I always pull off, like, you know, out of a five-game set, I always pull off, like, two really great games, and it sneaks me in there. You just got to keep trying. Don't lose your cool. Once you have that bad game, forget about it. Forget about it. Move on to the next game. Reload and refocus. That's all you can say. That's what I do. I'll reload and refocus. Actually, now that I'm older, it's, you know, okay, a new frame, new frame, new frame, new frame. That's what it is every time.
Don't be so emotional.
Mm-hmm. Don't be butchy.
Just, bro, like, Jeter, go ahead, bro.
No, say what you want to say. Let you finish it.
I think you can lose a tournament right now if you overemphasize the thought process to it, bro. Mm-hmm. Lose it today. Bro, I got the U.S. Open. I'm only saying it because I'm going through all of that now. Because that nerve is going away. As we get closer, my nerve won't get worse. I'll just learn to autopilot and go. Because, yo, this is why we do what we do. This is why we practice. This is why we put the work in. This is why we do our research. Yeah, let it naturally just get there, bro. Make sure you get enough rest. Make sure you eat something. Make sure you got enough, you know, like everything that you need. Make sure that your surfaces are good the night before or early in the day, not the night before. So you don't have to think about your surfaces or you go do all of that.
Oh, it's like, I know I'm not going to be able to buy a ball. Like before this, I mean, the All-Star qualifier is on the 15th. And I know I'm not going to be able to buy a ball before.
3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. I'm just not going to be able to save up the money for it. Okay. Man, I got too many things.
Yeah, you got fucking 30 acres to fucking mow, so.
Well, I don't have to mow until March. But basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw my Zen Master. That's the thing I think will be best on
the 2023 Masters pattern.
Yes, yeah. We're on the break point. Stay around. So
my realistic expectation, I think you should keep yourself around 170, 180. I want you to take your time. Don't rush yourself. You have a tendency to do a lot of rushing. You think that you have to gear up and swing the ball every which way and on the lane, and you don't have to. Once you see a read, stick to it. You got a ball that's working. Don't change out of it, because then you're going to change the looks every single time that you're going to get, because one ball is not going to shape the same way that the other ball is going to. When you're playing on a pattern, you also have to realize once you see where that ball is going, don't throw the ball in the same spot again saying, oh, it's going to hook from here. No, it's not. It's going to sit right where it was the first time. You're not going to move. Wherever which way that you think is going to move, and you think, oh, if I gear it up some more, it's going to move. No, it's not. It's the way that the lane plays. Pay attention to it. When you see the ball move, pay attention to your motion all the way through. Don't just look at one point and then say, oh, okay, yeah, I got it here. Look at the ball all the way through.
How often does everybody look at everybody else's ball motion?
I do all the time. I look at it, especially when I'm at Federation. I will stare at everybody's. I want to see you're right-handed. Okay. Let me see which way you're playing. Okay, cool. That one came back to the pocket. Okay. Let me look at you. Okay. Yeah,
yours. I'll do that. Basically, when I sit down
a little bit, yours didn't do much. And then that's when I go up there and I'll throw. And I'm like, okay, put a bar right here. Put it right in between you. Let's see what it does then. And 9 times out of 10, it's usually the right play. So it's like, that's what I normally do.
So basically, what I do is I'll sit there during me. I just sit there and watch. I watch everything. I'll interact with my team. I love my teammates. I interact with them. But about 95% of the time, if I'm not messing with them, I'm looking at the lanes and watching how everybody bowls. That's how you, like for my buddy and I that bowl each other on Thursday nights, I show him what the lanes are going to do before he steps up. He credited me to his first 800 this year, because he goes, it wasn't for you. Throwing the ball before me, you know how many times I would have not struck, because okay, your ball's hooking immediately, so I'm gonna move over, and that's what he did. And I go, you don't credit me. I go, you credit yourself, because all you do is practice. Don't credit me at all.
This game is very much repetition.
I mean, if I could be like both 5 nights a week, I'd be happy. Well, that's not happening. Not with 30 acres to fucking mow and 25,000 fucking kids. So. they're doing our thing. Oh my goodness. I'm watching the predictions for the UBA matches this weekend.
Man, I have not bowled a UBA match in
my life. I've never bowled UBA ever.
See, Jeter and I talk about that all the time. The one thing I wish the UBA would do is what the Federation does. Bowl 3 games and then bowl 3 games with Baker.
They get your money worth. Yeah. They ain't getting your money worth bowling 3 games and going the fuck home. Like, I'm paying $50 for this shit. He's crazy as fuck.
We'll get robbed like
I can go to the damn regular house and get like fucking 4 hours for fucking $50.
The one thing that ticks me off, and our team is bad about it, and I hope no one on my team can see this. Fuck them. I'll let them know who I am. I am fucking dumb, bro. You want to know the fucking truth?
What's on your heart, bro? Here's the problem
with our UBA team. And I'm going to be 100% honest about it. You clip this shit so I can repost it.
Let's go. Oh, he said, I'm going to tell y'all straight up and down. Go ahead, my G.
All right. I come from high school bowling. And after, yeah, it was Baker's. But here's the thing. We talked about every shot. After someone comes back, we talk about the shot. What did you see? What did you do wrong? We had a tour stop, 2 months ago in Austell.
I'm going to give you my point after that. Go ahead.
2 months ago in Austell. The team that our handicap 3 pair that should have been our scratch pair, they fucking killed it. You want to know why?
because I sat there and watched them. They sat there, came back, and they talked about every shot they did, and they killed the other team's handicap three pair. You want to know what our scratch pair did? We had one guy who's too worried about fucking drinking beer. You're too worried about doing it. Yeah, got now.
That's a keep in mind. You want to get hammered, but you fucking bowling with me? Go bowl somewhere else.
You know, our second pair, we have a guy that with a 185 average that fucking, why the fuck you got a 185 average bowl in there? He shoots 160, 170 his first game.
He shoots 2-0.
He doesn't shoot 2-0. He didn't shoot 2-0 at all.
I'm saying if he shoots
2-0. Yeah, if he shoots 2-0, he gets,
So, but it's hard to look at things that way because.
But. Illustration time. I'm getting good at this. Good old
time. Oh, you're fucking feeling it.
Yeah, you're getting it now. You gotta move the octagon.
It's time, boys.
I move your little baby terror of octagon. Here we go.
When you release the ball, and you're like, and you look like you're playing fucking dice. I don't want to fucking see that.
He said it looked like you're playing dice. Holy shit.
He told the ball, he's like, I mean, I almost saw fucking dancing.
How that,
remember that song? Oh shit. Remember that song? I mean, fuck.
Is that from Knocked Up where he's like, he's only got the fucking dice rolling thing?
Exactly. That's how I think every time I watch him bowl.
Oh, that's your team, bro.
Secret's not out yet. That's not my team.
And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now. You come up and ask me about every fucking shot, I'm going to take it the fuck away from you.
Good point.
Yo, what'd you do on that shot? What'd you fuck up? The fact that I didn't fucking kick you. Get the fuck out of my face. I never mind game planning. You want to talk every shot about what I just did and then what you did and then what fucking Rosie did? No. When you have a problem, I'm there to help you.
I know where you played.
I saw where you threw it.
That's basically what I'm getting at.
So Zach said his issue is he doesn't have a weak ball in the bag, so he don't feel like he can play straight.
That's not the – that's, I think your train of thought is a little bit skewed when it comes to that. I don't think you need a weak ball to play straight. I just think you need a weaker ball to get through the front. And I'm pretty sure you have that. That's what the exponent pearl is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just trying – if you're trying to make it hook – then you're going to run into an issue. But I forgot which other balls I fixed for him.
I know you got the gym, the IQ tour.
IQ's another one you can use, bro. Like, I don't, you have to come back so we can work again. But I mean, we just drilled him an IQ tour and an exponent pro. I drilled him an IQ tour so it would be the middle of the bag. But let me ask you a question.
What's up, bro?
Tour Dynamics is a lower differential ball too.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Shoot your shot.
Do you stick every shot when you throw it?
No, I plant.
You plant and throw every shot?
Mm-hmm. That shit hurt? Well, I a little bit of slide. Not much.
I gotta see you throw a ball because like you're making fun of that guy for falling off shots. You don't ever fall off shots?
Oh, I fall off shots all the fucking time.
So what are you mad at him for?
I want more.
Did you work on what we talked about last week?
Yes.
And?
I went 663 at the team rankings.
Tempo in the front, more in the back.
And then I worked on a Sunday and went 599.
And I'm going to tell everybody in the three chats right now, the boy put the order in for a virtual, or what is it?
It is blackout. Physics blackout.
It is on order, on the way when they ship it out to me.
How crazy was that I saw that physics?
Bro, and I knew that they fucked up because, like I said earlier in my live, that I got an order from the distributor, and the box, the four-ball box was physics blackouts. Yeah.
but it wasn't physics blackouts in the box. I was like, oh, so this is the next ball then. And fucking they announce it, and I was getting yelled at with Ray with his eyebrows because he was like, you need to order this ball because we need to order this ball. So the ball is on the way.
I really think I'm not a big fan of asymmetrical equipment because I just, you know, you guys know why. I mean, it comes off the pattern and just dies for me. It just like doesn't continuously go through.
That could be a, doesn't always have to be that way, but go ahead.
You know, a big, strong fucking country fed motherfucker that puts everything, puts his whole goddamn, say it, Joel. He puts his whole goddamn soul in it.
You put your whole fucking body into the shot. I just fucking draws in it, and yeah. So,
but that I did. I mean, it did. That does just letting it come back and just letting it free fall. That's.
I think if there's anything you learn in this game, it's if you really want to be good at it, you need to learn to be patient with it.
I mean, so that's the thing. I got a question. Ryan Simonelli, he puts his whole soul into it, doesn't he?
But he can only do one thing.
That's true. He can't get right.
He can.
Can
just
he?
He doesn't.
Not very often.
And that's his A game. If he has that, he's going to kick your ass.
And that's kind of why I'm fucking, you know, idolize my game after also is, besides my girl, Michelle Feldman. God bless her soul.
That girl can ball.
Man, that girl.
Throw the rock.
I mean, she can throw the fucking rock. And Maximum Bob himself, and Ryan Simonelli. I mean,
and Joel Lyson. You know what I mean? We're out here.
But you don't put your whole soul into it.
Somebody's hero somewhere. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're my hero.
We're out here.
And I'll tell you one thing: if I ever go bald, if I ever start losing my hair, I'm just shaving it all off.
But I'm saying we look good.
I might just do it next week.
Champion, you know what I'm saying?
I might just do it next week. My hair's getting a little long. I might just go ahead and shave it all off tonight.
Yeah, like y'all can have that. Indeed, it's not joining in on those festivities. Y'all can definitely keep that to yourself.
You don't want to join?
Nah, I'm not going bald. Sorry.
I don't like your attitude right now, G.
I mean, there's a lot of good looking. There's a lot of good looking. You know, black bald men out there.
Yeah, it is, and it ain't gonna be one of them. So I'm good. Yeah,
I don't know.
He's the hottest black bald man on the planet.
All the girls gonna tell you. The dude off of Criminal Minds.
Shamar Moore.
Yeah, Shamar Moore.
I knew it. Everybody says his bald ass.
I mean, okay. Oh, I got a question. I got a question for you.
What do you got?
Two hottest actresses on TV.
Wait, what?
Who do you think the two hottest actresses on TV? Actresses
on TV.
Kelly Cuoco or JJ from Criminal Minds?
JJ from Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
The two hottest actresses on TV?
Well, I'm talking about like, you know, a couple years ago. Kelly Cuoco is pretty hot.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
I was about to say
Big Bang Theory. Chick from Big Bang Theory.
The chick from Big Bang Theory. Oh, okay. I know who that is then.
You're going to look at me strange.
Okay. Hold on.
That girl ain't hot to me.
I got you. Oh, he said she's not hot to you.
Uh-huh. Who?
Who was the other one?
It'd be JJ off of Criminal Mind.
Yeah, he chose like the weirdest two fucking people.
You pick. Who do you think the two hottest actresses are?
Salma Hayek can always have my babies.
Oh, yeah.
1,000,000,000%.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's the right chick you're talking about.
Which one?
My camera. Oh, my camera.
I'm not the only person I have a problem with my background today.
No, it's like it's trying to mirror my camera, and I don't want it to mirror my camera.
And then, you remember the chick? I'm going to tell you why, like, man, do y'all remember Rush Hour 2?
Vaguely.
Okay. The black Spanish chick in that movie, that is always and will be my wife internally.
Are you talking about Rush Hour or Rush Hour 2?
What did I just say?
Rush Hour 2, isn't that the scene where he has the two chicks bent over the car?
I don't know. She has Snoopy on her. And Jackie Chan goes, I love Snoopy.
Somebody said Scarlett. Zach said Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes. Scarlett Johansson, yes.
She's a
Black Widow.
She's a crack-a-leg.
Man, Black Widow.
I don't know, man.
You need a real superhero, though. Fake-ass ninja.
What's up,
I'm not giving you a superhero, but Rihanna. When she played in that one movie, she was sexy as fuck.
I feel like she's like the devil. Like, she has, like, a little bit of evil in her.
They all have evil in them.
I mean, listen, there's stuff coming out of the woodwork every day.
My uncle told me one time, he goes, Uncle Byron, why aren't you married? He goes, because after my first marriage, I didn't trust anything that bled for 5 days and doesn't die.
Oh, shit.
I was like, Uncle Byron, you can't say that. And then, I love me and my uncle, man. Dude, you want to see a guy that looked like Ernest P. World, like the spitting image? That was my uncle.
Listen, before he became that word, we can't use that on TikTok, but as soon as he became that, bro, I was fucking with him until he became that. I used to watch Ernest Scared Stupid, Ernest Goes to Jail. Oh.
I was about to say, Ernest Goes to Jail is my shit.
That was my shit, bro.
That was my shit.
Hold on, what do you mean, what word? Do I need to look something up?
Before he was a pedo.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know.
You're thinking Pee-wee Herman.
Look it up. Google will tell you everything you need to know.
Damn sure will.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Facts. I hope y'all stuffed y'all faces. Cause I did. Yeah.
No.
Told you.
Wasn't he on the plane with
I believe so. What's up,
Pemberton? With Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. He was on that island.
He was on the DIDDY plane too.
The diddler.
You're driving yourself to the woods to go get some deer. Send me some venison sticks.
No, because you don't want to go. You don't want to be in the woods.
No. I said I don't want to get it. I'm not gonna go get it. Fuck you. Go do it, and I'll get it.
I want some deer jerky.
Man, if I get a deer, no one's getting it. That's all for me.
Uh oh, Georgia trying to make this a comeback.
Don't say that. I don't want to hear that.
Uh oh, Georgia knocking on the door.
You, everybody, me, just now. You're lucky I don't live near you. Jen, I don't know what the hell you just put on there.
I'm confused.
Yo, G, take us out, and then we'll end the show, and then
we'll
keep talking if you want. Let's end the show.
Alrighty then. Yeah, Georgia is trying to make a comeback. So it is fourth quarter, 20-6. They're on the 10-yard line, and that is going to be our ender for tonight. You like how I did that?
All I gotta say, y'all know who I love and who I respect. But I'm gonna put it this way, and this will be the only time I say it. Let's go, Tech!
And on that note, I thank y'all for joining us. This has been the Rolling with Vita and Joel and Butchie Show. Thank y'all for joining us tonight. Peace out.
See you, Kay. Love you. Bye.
I bounce in the club, so the call me Rocket. Posted in the cut, and I'm looking for a blockhead. Yeah, in my white tee, I break them back, and I keep a big bang. Oh, I think they like that. Before I leave the house, I'm sizzling on the goose. Spot ain't gone.